Coach Alex Smith, he's had some of his best games against your Oakland Raiders. What makes him so tough to play against?
Well, he's good. That helps. He's very talented, mobile, smart, has a really good talent, good players around him, a lot of explosive players, and the really good quarterbacks get up for the big games.
Yeah, and he's improved significantly from last year. How are you guys going to go about slowing him down come Thursday?
Well, we're going to work. We're going to practice. We're going to work on our fundamentals and do the things that we have to do to get right, and we have a good challenge out there for us.
Also, with Darian Conley, how bad is his injury? Are you guys considering placing him on the IR?
Well, you have to talk to the training staff about that. My job is to coach.
T.J. Carey is somebody who, as a cornerback group, you guys have had a lot of curveballs thrown your way, but he's been fairly steady. He had a solid game on Sunday. What have you seen from him this season and also maybe his development as a whole?
T.J. has been a pro's pro. He works really hard. He cares a lot about his craft. He's always trying to improve and talk and ask questions. He's here early, stays late. And he's a type of guy that gets a whole lot out of his talent. He does a really good job. He sets a good example for the younger players.
I know it's a topic of conversation that gets a laugh out of you, but Sean, he seems like, obviously, this is a difficult situation for any player just to be a spectator. How have you seen him respond to that?
Well, it's all about the response, and I think that competitions is a central theme of the program, and if he wants to get back on the field, he's going to have to compete and show and work hard and make himself one of the top two or three corners to play.
Why do you think Navarro is a good fit for this defense 7 weeks into the season?
Well, again, my job is to coach. Navarro shows up, and we coach the heck out of him. And he's a perennial All-Pro. Been watching him from my days in the NFC West, battles I've had with him, and he's been special. And I think for our young players, our young linebackers who have watched him as well, I think he's going to be a very good impression on them. At the same time, he's still a young man himself. He's 29 years old. So he has a lot of football left ahead of him. So we're excited to have him a part of our team, and he's going to make a real strong impact for us.
How much do you feel like you can get Navarro up to speed with what you guys are doing before Thursday, and what sort of role do you envision him having Thursday?
Navarro's a smart man now. He's really sharp. He loves ball. He's been a lot of good ball players, and I think that he's going to step in. He's a pro, and he understands that he's not going to get on the field unless he's ready to play. So he's really he's the type of guy that wants to play and wants to play at a high level and has been playing at a high level for a long time. So he's doing a lot of work when people aren't watching.
There are a number of accomplished veterans in your defense from whom a guy like Markell Lee can learn. To have somebody at his position like Navarro, what do you think that does for a rookie in his development?
Well, that's important for Markell. It's all about the person himself. Anytime you have a all-pro, a very successful, tough, productive player like Navarro on your team sitting right next to you in the meeting, it's up to you to watch, to learn, to listen, to really learn from a guy like that. I mean, some guys have a lot of wisdom in the room and don't use it. And some guys have a lot of wisdom in the room and use it. And we hope that he's that guy that understands the position he's in now.
You coming up, Ken, as a player in the NFL out of UCLA, whose wisdom did you lean on and try and glean from as a linebacker?
I was lucky. I was, I looked at everybody. Everybody who was playing, I just watched all the top linebackers and just found a lot of things that I felt like that I should do and can do and just put it in a big bag and shook it all up and see what came out. I just wanted to be the strongest, the fastest, the most athletic, the smartest, making all the plays. All the things were very important to me. So I just watched all and studied all the really good ones and then tried to emulate what I saw.
What can Obi bring if he is indeed activated in a couple weeks?
That's a good question. It's been a while since we've seen him, so it's up to Obi to show us what he has. We're all waiting and watching and interested in see what he brings.
In relation to Sean,
what caused him over the last couple of weeks to fall down the gym to the point where he didn't get any snaps on Sunday? What stood out to you and the coaching staff watching film?
It's hard to put your finger on one thing. We just needed, things weren't going right. We felt we needed to make a change. and that's what we did.
Interceptions. I know you guys are still looking for one. Yeah. Are you seeing opportunities on tape that could have been made? Or
there are a lot of opportunities. We were so good at it in the past, leading the league in turnovers for the longest time. And it's just a matter of teams are trying hard to now not to give the ball up. It's so important. And turnovers are such a big part of winning and losing that the offense is like playing Kansas City. They've only given up one turnover. So it's really not as easy as it seems. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hustle. It's a lot of opportunity. It's a lot of chances you must take to try to get the ball. But it's going to come. You keep trying hard enough. You keep hustling hard enough. You keep hustling. The guy who hustles is going to get the loose ball. We're going to get it.
Have you guys been able, last week, were you able to do your normal turnover circuit, turnover Thursdays?
Well, we had to adjust a little bit. Rather than a regular turnover circuit, we had to make practice itself our turnover circuit. So we used practice as a chance for us to be a circuit during our practice time.